caregivers.
Good afternoon and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers. The show where you can find help and hope. And my best friend, sidekick, and co-host.
I can't think of another thing to say about her.
Lynn Thornley.
Hi, everybody.
How are you today, honey?
I'm doing really well, thank you.
Have you recovered from the Canada Girls yet?
No.
No.
That'll take another year.
She had four of her girlfriends in from high school from Canada a week.
Yeah.
We definitely had an adventure. And we have some special guests with us today. First, Mr. Peter Blake is going to fix our Facebook Live so it kind of works because you know how technically challenged I am. So we have Susan Wright from Arden Courts.
Yes, hello.
Welcome.
Thank you.
And you're new to the area, too.
I am new to the area. 6 months.
6 months. So
survived my first hurricane.
You said what? You moved in two weeks before the hurricane.
Prior to the hurricane.
Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Craziness.
Yeah.
Craziness. And then we have my good friend, Mr. Wade Williams, with us today.
I got to be your good friend? Is that sort of, I guess.
That's my new title.
I know I like that title. I like that title a lot. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
It's good.
We're older friends.
Yes.
Not that we're old. I'm just saying we've been around for a while.
Well, we were on the radio together. I was on your show a few times.
Yes.
And we swapped back and forth when we were with the Choice Radio Network.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't recognize that name.
Yeah, I know. You don't recognize that name. But it was a good place to meet.
It was a good place to meet.
It was a good place
to meet. Yeah, and here we are. So it all works out.
And on the board, we have the amazing Mr. Peter Blake.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. What's happening?
Oh, you know what's happened today. It's Saturday. Of course, the Sports Web is on. The only FM sports talk show in the Tampa Bay area on Saturday afternoons from 3 to 6. We call it the Evolution of Sports Talk Radio. We give you our own walk-up music. We let you call in twice, and we don't hang up on you like those other sports talk shows do. So join me from 3 to 6 on the TAN Talk Sports Network. I'm your host, Peter Blake, giving you something to think about.
Oh, there he is.
Wow, impressive.
And like I always say, that boy is on fire. When he leaves the building, he has to go out the fire exit. Gotta watch out for him. So I want to say welcome to our new listeners. We have Janet from Sebring, Martha from Oldsmar, and Cynthia from Seminole. But I want to give a shout out to a lady that called me this week. Her name is Jen. Hi, Jen. And Jen said to me, I'm at my mom's house. My mom had a stroke. She's in the hospital. My dad has dementia. She said, and I found this postcard with your name on it. And on the postcard, it says that you have a show with Help and Hope. She goes, so I'm hoping you can help me. I said, well, I'm here to do anything I can do. So, Mom had a stroke about 10 days ago, and Jen comes down here and knows nothing. And she goes through Mom's paper, and she finds this article I wrote about creating a family caregiver's emergency home health plan. And she goes, well, my mother got the handout, but evidently she didn't do anything with it. Mm-hmm. So she doesn't have any idea of any of her dad's doctors. She's not even sure what church they go to. She is from North Carolina. She has three teenagers and a husband who has cancer in North Carolina. Mm. She's like, what the? I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I know nothing. So thank God she called me up because we can help her in a lot of ways. Thank you, God. But a lot of this can be avoided. So I suggest to caregivers that they get a black and white notebook and just write on the front of it, emergency care plan. And this is some of the stuff you want to keep in this book. So you want to have the information about the person who holds the durable power of attorney for health care. You want the family contact information. List all of the people that need to be called in case of an emergency. All the medical contact information. I'm not just talking the immediate doctor. I'm talking the dentist, the eye doctor, the ear doctor. God forbid mom's got to stay a little longer in the hospital. If you have all this information, it's just so much easier to be able to take care of your loved one. Insurance information, medications. We know how often those medications change, too. Mm-hmm. I always suggest you write the medications in pencil because you're going to be erasing them and changing them every... Mm-hmm. And I like when you erase them for good, though, and there's nowhere there. That's a really good thing. Testing needs, if your loved one requires high blood pressure or diabetes testing. Meals and food. And this is really important, especially if you're taking care of somebody that has dementia. So if Dad always eats his Cheerios at 10 o'clock in the morning in his Red Bull, that's what Dad needs.
Yeah.
And you need to write that down.
Keep the routine the same.
Keep the routine, because if he's used to that Red Bull and he doesn't have that Red Bull today, the whole rest of the day can be messed up. The entire day. You know that.
Yes.
Everything with someone with dementia or Alzheimer's is routine, 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 routine. So no one is going to know that except the caregiver. So you need to put this kind of information down. No one is going to know that perhaps Dad likes to watch Wheel of Fortune, but he doesn't like the volume on. Because the volume can be very, you know, crazy for him. But he can tell what's going on the show because he can watch it without listening to the volume. And also meals and food. What if there's any allergies? How will somebody know that if they come in and somebody doesn't know your loved one? What their daily routine is. So toilet requirements, transfers, showers, dressing. They need to know about that. They need to know that many times if someone has dementia, they can't pick out their own clothes. They can't dress themselves.
Or but, only wear certain things.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, this woman said, she said, I'm embarrassed to say that I have not seen my parents in a year. Well, I understand it. She's got three kids, and her husband has cancer. But she said, When I got here, I was appalled. There's not enough food in the refrigerator, you know.
Or it's expired.
Or it's expired. Mm-hmm. Or it's expired. The house is a mess. She goes, it doesn't look like the backyard's been mowed in I don't know how long. So that's another thing, you guys. Listen to me, please. Think about these care plans. If you're a long-distance caregiver, get to be friends with your family's neighbors. They're people from church. They're people from Kiwanis, whoever it is, because they can keep an eye out and let you know what's going on. Because when you call mom and dad, this is what mom says. We're good. We're great. Everything's wonderful. She's not going to tell you that she fell down and her leg is all black and blue. She's not going to tell you that dad hasn't used the John in 5 days.
You won't get the results.
Oh, mine will.
Yeah,
she'll tell me everything. She'll give me the exact details. What color was the stool? What color was the bruise? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, some mothers will, but not too many.
Oh, yeah, she'll write it down in triplicate and send it to all of her family.
It's in the family.
Well, you're lucky in one way. At least you know.
Sure.
At least you know, yeah. So tell us a little bit about what you think about creating an emergency care plan and how we're going to go a step further in care planning, what people can do.
My biggest advice for any caregiver is going to be research early, because you don't want to make that kind of decision when there's a family crisis going on. Because when you're overwhelmed emotionally, it's hard to make a logical decision. So start early, get your plan in place, to your point. Get an emergency plan, whether it's with the siblings or the family. Know your research, have it in place. And that way, whether it's a respite day stay, or it's an overnight stay, or it's a permanent move-in, you're going to know your choices when you're in a more emotionally charged place to make the decision.
Can you explain to some of our listeners that may be listening that don't really know what respite care is?
Respite is a temporary stay in a 24-hour community, so it's an overnight stay. It benefits both parties. So it benefits the caregiver, the primary caregiver, who's usually mentally exhausted and just needs a mental break.
And maybe physically, too.
And that's true. And it also benefits the actual person affected by the disease, because it gets them into a more social environment. It engages with new people, because as a primary caregiver, it's a very lonely place to be, because they're isolated.
Right.
And they don't have the assistance that they need.
Right.
So it gives both parties an opportunity to kind of take a little bit of a breather. The caregiver can also see how they're going to acclimate to a community,
right,
which is very important, to kind of give it a tester. And I have families that bring in maybe 1 week in a month just to start the process.
See, that's a great idea.
It is. It gives you a break, and it gives them a chance to acclimate and see how they're going to do in a community environment.
And you know what the thing is, too, and people tell me all this all the time, when they have to have a little respite care, when they come back, everything is better between the two of them, because
yes,
it's tough.
It's very hard.
When it's just, you know, I'm sure, Wade, when you went through your experience, when your wife took care of you, was there some days that was tough?
On her or both of us?
Both
or
of
me?
You.
Oh, absolutely. It was exhausting. And the thing about what, and for those listeners who don't know, I had an aneurysm.
Yeah, tell us your story.
I had an aneurysm pop, a cerebral aneurysm pop, 2016, January 16th. I did die. I was clinically dead for 3 or 4 minutes. I was revived twice. I was airlifted to surgery, and over the next 5 weeks, I was three brain operations where they coiled an existing popped aneurysm and tried to repair an existing unpopped aneurysm. So I was in a coma for about 5 weeks, and then when I came to, and all the miracles I could talk about, the miracles yeah. just are forever, but to put to your point, to your question, that was, as a wife, when my wife is a wonderful woman who... hold on, let me start this live video so she can hear me tell you she's such a wonderful
That's
woman.
That's right.
My wife is a wonderful woman, and she held down the fort, and she did it like, she did it with the help of obviously my mother-in-law, her mother. Mm-hmm. But she, we live in Tampa, and I was in Orlando at the time.
And you have children.
And we have lots of children, so it was the constant thing, is daddy going to die today? You know, is daddy coming home? That kind of thing. And so that was tough on them. But to your point, she held it together. And she held it together like she was a trooper. Like right. It was like no big deal to her.
Right.
You know, and even
so it looked.
Yeah. So it looked like she's Superwoman. You yeah. know, and to me, she is. And so, you know, I got out in the long road of rehabilitation at home, not being able to really walk or sometimes even help yourself to the bathroom and right. those types of things. And then one day, about 6 months later, she just completely fell apart. And because she didn't have an outlet.
Right.
She didn't have anybody there to help her.
She just kept running, 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 running.
Until then it was like pop.
Depleted.
Yeah. Then she was just depleted. So that was a lesson for me. And I don't know where that's going to now.
Doesn't matter, but you know, so we're talking about preparing.
Yeah, for your listeners.
We're talking about preparing. What are you doing now to help people prepare?
Well, what I'm doing now, the beautiful thing about my story.
Lead around.
Thank you for leading me into this. It's been a while since I've done radio, but thank you for helping me. It's funny because to give you my story is that when I was dying. The interesting thing was, and I mention this a lot, but if you haven't heard this,
okay.
The interesting thing is I didn't have any worry or concern, because worry and concern and anxiety is something that's inside the body. When you're outside your body, you don't have any of that. What I did realize is I had the love. You bring love with you. And I realized at that moment how much I love my wife and my kids, like truly Aww. Love my wife and my kids. Yeah. And I recognized very very, very early on, that as I was dying, I realized that I hadn't left my wife anything. I died with $12 to my name. I had no life insurance. I had right. no investments, nothing. And
because who thinks you're going to die?
Like, no one thinks you're going to die. Yes.
Or anything.
You know, right. So make a long story short, I had a conversation with God. And I said, my wife is going to need a new husband. And she's going to need someone who's going to be able to take care of her and love her, love my kids. And if you could provide that for her, I'd really appreciate it. And
if it could be me.
And if it could be me, that'd be great. Yeah, if you could put me back in my body and fix that, that'd be awesome. So long story even longer, after I got my stuff together, we were in radio together. And after the station closed, During the middle of while I was working in radio, I found someone to help me with my finances.
Right.
And so this lady was just wonderful, helped me finance, helped me protect my family, life insurance, investments, the whole nine. Helped me budget everything that I needed to do. Because quite frankly, as an artist, and I'm an actor, I've always just thought like any day now I'm going to make it, and all of our problems are going to be solved.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So. Since the radio station went under that we were working at, she reached out to me and said, would you like to come and do what I do for you? And so now I'm a licensed agent in the state of Florida, and soon to be a licensed securities agent in the state of Florida, where I help people protect themselves. I help people invest properly so that you have the finances that you need.
You're going to need it.
God forbid. So yeah. My entire life now is a mission to make sure no one has that conversation with God saying, could you please find my wife a new husband.
Right.
Now, two things that really poke out when I say that is that true love is true love. Like a real love for another human being is so apparent when you are shedding all jealousy and all things, when you're literally asking somebody else, other entity, to find this woman that you love and you adore and you want to be with, a new husband. because you love her that much.
Right.
So that was very apparent to me how I love my wife and my kids. But now I'm out there just making sure that no one has that same conversation. So having said that, if you're listening and you would like me to talk to you about your finances and your financial future, please feel free to call me or text me at 407-342-6430. Once again, it's Wade Williams, Financial Services, at 407-342-6430. And I'd love to just come and chat with you and show you how to create a plan.
All right, this is what people are going to tell me. Yeah. I don't have any money.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And if you don't, I can help you make that money.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just figuring out, having a plan, because when you don't have a plan.
What I've discovered in this company that I'm working with now, I have discovered amazing things. Like, I am making more money now by helping other people make more money that I didn't even know was possible. But if you look in the Bible, it's biblical, and I hopefully that we're all good here. I don't want to offend anybody. But if you look in the Bible, it literally says these things. Like, if you want, the more you help people excel, the more you excel.
Right.
You know, the more you help someone increase, the more
wealthy.
You increase.
You should be wealthy, so, she says. What a best friend she is.
Well, that's true. I'd love to sit down and talk with you, see what we can do for you. So, I didn't have any money either. I had, when the radio station closed we were working at, I was in the hole $3,000.
Right.
And I have 5 kids.
Right.
And a wife who works her butt off.
Right.
Right. And so within joining this company that I'm working with now, getting licensed and beginning to help people, I'm embarrassed to say how much money that I make now. I'm embarrassed because it sounds like I'm.
I would never be embarrassed.
Well, no, I'm just saying. But I'm just saying, like, it just doesn't. I don't want to say it because it sounds gloating. But for me, every day that I go out and work, I'm doing it for the fact that I know that I can take care of my wife and my kids.
Right.
And very soon, my company that I've invested in is going to explode, and then I can take care of many more wives and kids because of the people that I bring on.
Not your wives. Not many more your wives.
No. Yes, other people's wives. I'm going to have one.
I'm watching you.
Unless you got other plans, honey, which I hope you don't. I really hope you don't.
Lynn and I are looking for brothers.
Are you?
Yeah, we need a couple of brothers.
Brothers?
Yeah, because we're going to be together. So we need like a team. We don't want to go with 2 different guys. You know?
Now, can you do that?
Oh, I see what you're saying.
Brothers or best friends, or cousins or.
Grandfathers.
I'll work on it. Okay. I'll work on it. I'll make some calls. All right?
Keep that in mind. But what you're talking about too is all part of the plan, because we have to plan for our future. Mm-hmm. How long are we living these days?
I know.
So much longer than we did before.
Yeah.
My girlfriend's mother's 96.
Yeah. It's not unusual to hear of somebody 96. In fact, they're having that hospice party soon.
The 100th anniversary?
A 100-year-old birthday party at hospice. But you're allowed to go if you're 96. And I'll tell you, and that's a fun place to go. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But anybody that gets the opportunity to go to that party, you should go. Because I tell you, I went there 1 year as a reporter and just went around and talked to all the different people that had lived to 100 years old. And it was so interesting.
I bet.
Yeah.
Tons of life advice.
And everybody has a story.
Yes.
At Arden Courts, do you have a lot of centurions?
Not really. No, I would say 83, 86, 90.
Like the average.
Yeah, I'd say, 83 to 90, about the average.
Wow. Because they say there's a lot in Pinellas County.
Well, they say there's more seniors per square inch in Pinellas County than any place else in the United States, which I believe when I'm driving sometimes.
I'm in the right place then.
I figure it's not putting, we're not going out of business, that's for darn sure. And we get the sunshine every day. So that makes me really happy. So we're going to go to our sponsors in a few minutes. But before we do that, I just want to talk to you guys again about the caregiver contest, because we're going to be picking a winner not next week, the week after. So go to Connecting Caregivers Radio and nominate a caregiver. It can be a family caregiver. It can be a professional caregiver. It can be someone caring for you, somebody that's taking care of your neighbor. You know somebody that's a caregiver. First of all, just being nominated makes them feel so excited and makes them feel so validated. And what the caregiver wins is 8 hours of respite care, either from Arden Courts, Maria's Adult Daycare, or Assisting Hands Home Care, so whichever works best for their loved one. Mm-hmm. And they get a massage and a facial and a haircut and a dinner and a whatever. Great. So I can't understand. All you got to do for free is go online and nominate somebody. And they can win a prize. And starting on next month, Lynn
and
I... What's
the website on that? Where do they go for that?
ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com.
ConnectingCaregiversRadio.com.
Don't you love his voice?
I know.
Yes, it's all good. And they some people loved his picture too on Facebook this morning. Yeah. Oh, I should be on that show when that guy's there. Yeah.
He's married. Forget it.
And
you got any brothers, Wade?
Yeah,
or cousin. Fathers?
I'll make a call.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm clean. I got all my teeth. Well, sort of mine.
Alrighty, so now we're going to hear from our wonderful partners, because you know what happens if we don't hear from our partners, you don't hear from me. Don't go away. We'll be right
don't
back.
Don't tell them that, Duffy.
She goes, always count on me. But
that's what friends are for. The first shock came when my dad was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. But even more terrible was the realization that Mom wasn't going to be able to care for him on her own. I struggled through sleepless nights and was completely overwhelmed with sadness and anxiety as the disease progressed. Mom could no longer cope with Dad's sudden mood swings and the changes in behavior on her own. In different ways, they both needed help. Then I called Assisting Hands, and I'm so thankful for them. So is my mom. Once again, we both have peace of mind.
Alzheimer's and dementia are devastating diseases, not only for the patients, but for their closest family members. At Assisting Hands, we understand these geriatric disorders, and our staff can provide personalized home care support services that will allow for more freedom to the spouse and family during the transition stages of the disease. Please call Assisting Hands today at 813-280-4838 for your personal in-home consultation at no cost. When you can't do it all,
give Assisting Hands a call. Serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, call them today at 813-280-4838. That's 813-280-4838. Let them help you out.
Count on me, like 1, 2, 3, I'll be there. And I know when I need it, I can.
Are you looking for some resources, a support group, inspiration? You can find it all at www.lindascaregiverconnections.com. lindascaregiverconnections.com. There is a calendar of support groups and caregiver events, a weekly blog, important telephone numbers, and people and companies of integrity like elder care lawyers, home health care companies, geriatric care managers, movers, and many more. If there is something you're looking for that you do not find there, please feel free to email me and I will find the resource you are looking for. Want to nominate a caregiver? Download the caregiver affirmation? Or listen to this week's show or previous weeks? Just go to www.connectingcaregiversradio.com. Connectingcaregiversradio.com. Need a caregiver coach for one-on-one coaching or as a family? Or if you wish to have me speak at one of your events, just give me a call at 727-365-8383. That's 727-365-8383. That's me, Linda Burhan, the gal who cares for the caregiver. Remember how you felt when you were a child? Your body was full of life and vital energy. You are healthy. St. Petersburg chiropractor Dr. Colette Chesko has been helping people to recapture that youthful vitality through chiropractic care for the past 13 years. And she's been helping me personally for the past 3 years. Not every chiropractor provides the same type of services. As a chiropractor specializing in corrective care, which is restoring the proper alignment of the spine, not just treating symptoms, Dr. Colette provides patients with a variety of services in addition to chiropractic adjustments, including acupuncture, nutrition, and massage. By using these natural methods, she helps patients of all ages restore their health without using drugs or surgery. The most cost-effective way to achieve health is to maintain good health. Once you have reached your goals, she will help you stay there and feel better for good. So give her a call. Dr. Colette Chesko at Gentle Touch Chiropractor and Wellness Center in St. Petersburg. That's at 727-235-3265. I know you will feel better.
When I first met you, Linda, I was a mess. My dad's dementia, especially the daily stress and agitation, was causing our whole family stress, even losing caregivers repeatedly. Thankfully, someone had suggested we try hemp-infused coconut oil daily. We couldn't believe it. Almost immediately, we noticed a difference, and so did the caregivers. Today, he smiles more. Our family and caregivers do, too. He sleeps better and is a calmer person. It took a long time for us to find a quality CBD product we felt comfortable giving Dad. That's why I started CR World, a company dedicated to providing quality hemp products rich in CBD for seniors and their families, driven by education.
Colette, you really look like a different person. Happier, healthier, and smiling. I'm so happy about that. So for our listeners to find out how CBD is making a difference safely and naturally, you can go to www.comecrworld.com/caregivers. That's comecrworld.com/caregivers. And you can order yours today.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you. And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role. And I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, let me know if there's something I can do, I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tantalk Radio Network.
And then if you can remember,
okay, my friends, my caregivers, take a deep breath. Just take a deep breath. Think about what we've been talking about. And remember, like it says in that affirmation, that you need to take care of yourself. Because if you don't do that, you can't take care of anybody else. So, Wade, what else do you want to tell us?
I don't know. What else do you want to ask? I've got tons of things. Like I said, I'm a very busy boy, very blessed. I mean, let's put it this way. God's great. All right? That's what I want to tell you. 2 years ago, I was laying in a bed, you know, with tubes coming out of my head. And today, I'm still making movies. I have a movie I just wrapped with Lilo Brancato Jr. He was the star of A Bronx Tale and Crimson Tide. Donna Marie Recco, who was De Niro's girlfriend and Analyze This, Analyze That. She plays my wife in this film. Right now it's in Los Angeles in post. They're, you know, editing it, so it'll be out soon. But you asked me during break, like, what am I doing now? Like, from the acting point of view, for those of you who don't know who are listening, I am on TV. I can catch myself on probably, you know, more than Christian stations. I can catch myself in the movies. I can walk in Walmart and see my face on a DVD more than likely. And you asked me, well, what am I doing now? Besides the movie The Fury, which is in post right now, I'm not doing anything, and I'm designing it that way. I'm really focusing on my business. I'm really focusing on this financial services business because it's now my mission. Because I know
you're changing people's lives.
I'm changing people's lives, and from the inside out. And so, as an artist, I know that I lived my entire life thinking that if I could just make it, this next
when
movie,
I make it.
When I make it, it's everything's gonna be fine. But I know that's and God, somebody out there listening to me right now is gonna make it, and that's fine. But even if you're gonna to make it, you make a lot of money, you need to know what to do with that money. You need to know the plan. But more importantly, I want to talk to every artist like me who's making it. You're right. Just making it. I can help you make it better. I can help you make it stronger. I can help you breathe at night. I can help you decide, I don't want to take that audition because it doesn't, that particular movie doesn't work for me. It goes against my principles.
Right.
And I don't need to because Wade helped me make more money.
Right.
And I don't need to take something that goes against my principles. So that's
supposed
what
to be
I'm
different
doing.
For your whole family.
It is different. There's a little bit of a learning curve because they're like, why isn't Daddy here a lot? But I say this to my wife, if she's listening, and my kids, like, I just said, give me 18 months and I'll build a business that not only can be proud of, that we can watch people grow financially and spiritually, and we can sit back for finally. And I told my wife, my job is to make sure you don't have to go to work tomorrow. Like, that's my job.
And if anything happens to you, she doesn't need another man.
Exactly. And here's also my problem with that is I have to build my business because I am uninsurable.
Right, right.
Since because
that's
what
right.
I have,
right.
I'm uninsurable. Life insurance is a big part of my business, but I can't even buy my life insurance for myself. So for me, it is a scorching earth type of situation that I can protect as many people as I can, show them what to do with their money. If you've heard the term by Dave Ramsey, buy term and invest the rest.
Yep.
Basically founded with my company. That's where my
just
that's
start.
All started.
Just start.
Just start with something.
If you only got $50 a month, start with $50 a month, right?
I can go less than that, but I'd love the opportunity to talk to you if you're listening. Call me 407-342-6430. I'm going to show you some amazing things, just financial principles that quite frankly have been hidden from the 99% in this country that are
Well, we
there.
Don't teach our kids.
We don't teach
about
our kids about finances at all,
and we need to.
We need to absolutely, yeah. And I would love to sit down with you, your kids,
yeah.
and everybody.
And especially, like I was saying, guys, we're living a whole lot longer.
Yep.
But you got to run, buddy, right?
I do have to run. I appreciate
right.
you so much.
I'm so
Linda.
Glad to see you. We'll have lunch
so
one day. We'll talk.
I would love that.
All right, thanks.
I would love that.
Have
God
a delicious
bless.
Day.
Thank you, darling. Blessed and highly favored.
And you're gonna miss me.
Of course,
yeah,
I'm going to miss you.
No, I come on after the next break.
Yes, but
I'll be listening
in the
car.
He has a radio in his car.
106.1. Okay. That's where I'll be right now.
Okay.
Right. God bless, guys. Good night.
Right. Thanks.
I'm getting their brothers.
All right, you.
Or fathers, or grandfathers. We are not picky.
Hey, they would be blessed. Believe me.
They would be very lucky.
Yes, it's like an adventure being with you and me.
But bring one of those ones that you've taught how to take care of themselves financially.
Yeah, because we don't want a nurse or a purse.
Exactly.
Like you said, you don't want to teach. Yeah.
No,
you don't
want
to teach.
No.
You want someone that's already taught. And
exactly.
And you two lovely ladies deserve it.
Yes.
All right. So
thank you.
I'll find you a couple of guys
okay.
that have already got their stuff together.
All right.
Perfect.
I work with a couple of them. I'll
right.
get some numbers.
All right. All right. We'll talk soon.
All right. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Bye. So do you need a boyfriend too while you're here?
No. I'm doing just fine. Thank you.
I'm doing just fine.
Yeah. Well, look at her. Naturally, she's doing fine.
I don't need any help. So you had a few other things you wanted to talk to us about.
I do. Part of what I also advise caregivers is to reach out and participate in support groups, talk to other people that have walked the path before you, because it is so crucial when you get to the point you're ready to make the decision. You certainly can talk to a professional or someone like me that's in the business, but it's also very beneficial to reach out to another family member or someone else. Talk to people at work or at church,
right.
or your neighbors, because
or
nine
someone
times
who's
out
going
of ten,
through it.
Someone has been through it,
yeah.
and you just don't know it.
Right.
So, you know, you get to the point you're doing your research, you're looking at a community, you've gotten all your questions answered, go back and go on a weekend and go talk to some of the families that are there. More than likely there'll be families visiting, and ask them what their experience was and how they approached the subject.
Yeah.
And you know, get a big question. How do I start the subject? What do I say? How do I get someone into the car? I mean, it's very methodical. I mean, you really
yes.
have to think through it.
It's a project.
It's a project. So it's good to have all your questions answered in advance.
And caregivers that are
list.
Out there, people don't talk about this. You need to talk about this.
Well,
you
it's
know,
not common
talk to
knowledge.
Your neighbors.
And
talk
it's not
to your,
common
yeah.
sense. You don't know yep. it until you're going through it. So a lot of times they'll ask me, I don't even know what questions to ask you.
Exactly.
Well, how could you possibly? You've never
exactly.
been through it.
Right.
Whether it's your parent or it's a spouse.
Well,
or
you and I continue to learn more and more every day after we've
too.
Been through our caregiving roles.
Yeah, I bet. So I fully support any kind of caregiver support groups, any kind of seminars. I know you've got a lot of support groups that you facilitate.
Yeah, they can go to my website, lindascaregiverconnections.com. You'll see mine and other people that facilitate them. Not just mine are on there, other people too, because we need all the help we can get. The more support groups, the better. When I first started doing this like 10 years ago, it was like me and Karen Truman, that was it. But now there's a whole ton of other people doing support groups, which is really wonderful.
Yeah.
And you're having something at Arden Courts?
We are. We have a monthly support group that is the third Thursday of every month from 6 to 7. So those of us adult children who still work.
Who facilitates that?
This one is, I do not know. Okay. I don't have this one listed.
Just curious.
But it's
Celise Bonner. Yeah, she's wonderful. She's from Morton Plant. She's okay. Really wonderful.
So that's the third Thursday of every month from 6 to 7. And Arden Courts of Largo is at 300 Highland Avenue in Largo. We also have a Safely Navigating Dementia. It's an educational seminar that is going to be Thursday, March 29th from 1:30 to 3. And that is, we are featuring a guest speaker, Officer Joel Quattlebaum.
Oh, I love Joel Quattlebaum.
I just like his name. I haven't met the man, but I just want to.
Oh, wait, do you meet him?
Quattlebaum.
He's adorable.
So that's keeping your loved ones safe, especially if they're still at home. And that's always the big issue is keeping them safe.
I understand Largo's the only town that has
a senior services officer here.
Mm-hmm. And that's Joel.
You're lucky to be in Largo.
Yeah, I live in Largo. Excited.
Yes, you do.
I'm going to be calling.
You can call and just have lunch with Joel.
The phone number for Arden Courts of Largo, if you'd like to RSVP or get more information, is 727-559-8411.
Okay, and I'll take these things because I want to add these to my website if that's okay.
No, I need those.
Yes, you do. So listen, guys, try to get into a support group, because in a support group, you're going to learn things that you will not learn anywhere else. There's hundreds and hundreds of books out there about caregiving and this and that. But you're going to learn practical, everyday things and things that work for other people. Mm-hmm. And you just find a community there. I find once the caregiver comes to a support group, she's like, I'm not alone.
That's right. It's a valuable resource.
To know it. Mm-hmm. And to know that you're with a bunch of people that are going through the exact same thing that you're going through. So when mom does something really bizarre and you say it at the meeting, everybody's like, yeah, I remember when my mom did that.
Yeah.
It's not so bad.
Everything makes sense.
Yeah.
It kind of puts everything together and in perspective.
Because people are, I hate to say it, sometimes people are embarrassed, they're ashamed, and they don't know about how their loved one's behavior is going to be. And more people are dealing with this than you know about. Mm-hmm. And we're all going to continue to deal with it as things go on. If you live long enough, we're all going to have some kind of dementia. So the more we have these conversations, the better it is.
Yeah.
So what do you find is the biggest thing the biggest fear people have when they walk in?
Guilt.
Guilt. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go.
The guilt of how do I know when it's time? What do I say? A real tough one I have lately is the if you have a sibling that doesn't agree. So say, for example, you've got someone that is taking care of the parent. They're the one doing the work. You know, my brother's out of state, and so he really doesn't know how bad this is. When I told him it's time, we need to talk about putting mom into a community.
He doesn't want to hear it.
It's not time. It's fine. And so my advice was, I said, he needs to take some time off. He needs to come stay at your house, let you go to a spa hotel.
Or send mom there.
And let him live it 24/7 for 3 to 5 days and have that family meeting on Sunday night. I guarantee you it's going to come full circle. It gives him some clarity. Because when you're not in the environment every day, like you're... That poor lady that's in the Carolinas taking care of her husband. There's no way she can know from day to day what goes on.
No.
Because they're never going to tell you.
No.
So that was my advice. So the sibling was supposed to come in and then help take care of mom, and then they can make the decision. Because you never really know it until you're in it. You're immersed in it.
No, my husband, I said, I can't take him home, and his kids go, oh, that's fine.
See.
One night.
There's always
a dynamic.
We
were signing him up the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. Every family has dynamics. Don't ever be embarrassed about it.
No.
I've heard it. Every family has their own story. So, but that's a tough one. But you can't get everyone on board, because that's crucial. When you're time to place, you need the support of your friends and family. You don't need one person, one pipsqueak telling you.
Yeah, one pipsqueak, exactly.
You're already guilty enough.
Well, you are guilty, and then it was my husband's children, because we didn't have any together.
Right.
So,
that's the hardest detachment. I'm probably the most tenderhearted with a spouse. When you have to place a spouse, it's so different than... As an adult child, I understand we're going to take care of our parents.
Exactly.
That's just part of the aging process.
Right.
It's a different approach for me. But when I'm talking to a spouse who took the vow, You know, it's such a privilege to serve the greatest generation that ever lived. But they'll look me in the face and say, I took a vow on the day I married him, for sickness and in health. And that's tough. I mean, it takes a long time.
Well, my husband said, you promised me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So the guilt probably is a big obstacle.
It's terrible.
Well, and that generation, too, is from when years ago that places were bad.
Yes.
Don't ever put me in a place. Right. Don't ever put me in one of those because we used to be really bad.
They were bad.
Yeah. They were bad.
So I'd be scared of it, too.
Yeah.
But there's some lovely ones out there now.
Yeah.
It's changed a lot in the past 20 years.
Arden Courts.
And it has to change.
Yes.
Because we need somebody to take care of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're all living longer, hopefully.
Yeah. And that's why I'm glad I'm kind of in this business with Lynn and I, because we know enough people, which
we're
all taking really
well care of.
Just in case that brother plan doesn't work out.
Exactly. All right, we're going to go to our wonderful sponsors in a moment. Stay with us, guys. Listen to these great sponsors, because you know I only work with people that are full of integrity and honesty. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Adult daycare centers are designed to provide care and companionship for older adults who need assistance or supervision during the day. Programs offer relief to family members and caregivers, allowing them to go to work, handle personal business, or just relax while knowing their relative is well cared for and safe. Maria's Adult Daycare offers mental, social, and physical activities for adults who've lost some independence due to cognitive impairments or chronic health conditions. They provide day services in a safe, caring environment, and they make a difference by ensuring compassionate, quality care. I love it when I visit there and see the smiling staff and happy clients. For a tour of Maria's Adult Daycare Centers, you can call today in Seminole at 727-393-7711 or in Countryside at 727-223-3999. Call Maria. Maria cares. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia and Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize each individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, the goal is to make your loved one as comfortable and as independent and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 themed houses. It warms my heart when I visit there and see how joyful the residents are. Please call or stop by to talk to a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole is at 727-517-7800, or you can reach them in Largo at 727-559-8411. You'll be glad you did.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
So call today, 1-800-585-7413, 1-800-585-7413, and use promo code Linda. That's 1-800-585-7413, promo code Linda. Don't delay, call today.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
You know what it is? When you hear that, get your pen and pencil because Lynn's ready to tell you what's going on.
I hope you're listening, Wade. He said he'd listen in the car.
Tell me something good.
Okay, on March 14th from 10 a.m. to noon, Arden Courts of Seminole is having a seminar on facing tough decisions in dementia. Rebecca Wilson will be the speaker. Please RSVP by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800. Then on March 23rd from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. at St. Petersburg College, Seminole Campus, will be the fourth annual Caregivers Conference. There will be many wonderful speakers, including our Linda Burhans, giving you helpful information to assist you on your caregiving journey. For more information, please call Maria Weiner at 727-393-7711. That's 727-393-7711.
And there's going to be a ton of great information and resources there. I know it's sponsored by Arden Courts and AARP, and there's going to be a really good information there. So please come.
And then on March 24th from 12:30 to 5 p.m. at the Five Towns Magnolia Auditorium in St. Petersburg will be the Smart Living Seminar on Health and Wellness for 50 and Over. There will be many informative speakers, including our Linda Burhans. Whew, you never stop talking.
It's a busy week.
I know it. For information, call Sarah M. at 727-512-3017. That's 727-512-3017. And then Arden Courts of Seminole is offering free memory screenings on the third Friday of every month from 1 to 4 p.m. If you are worried about a loved one, you can make an appointment by calling 727-517-7800. That's 727-517-7800.
Woohoo! That wraps it up.
It does.
So think about that memory screening. If you think that, you know, your loved one needs to be screened, just do it. You know, you keep thinking about it and you don't do it. And you think about it and you don't do it. And it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets worse. And we try to make believe that it's not a problem, that this isn't happening. Mm-hmm. Do you see that a lot?
A lot.
Yeah. You just hope that it's, maybe a medicine and it'll be fine tomorrow.
Or it may not be as bad as you think.
Right.
The memory screening.
Right. Right.
It could be either way.
Right.
But it's good to know where you're at.
Yeah. And what were you saying earlier when we were on the break? You were saying about placing your loved one in the guilt I just want my listeners to hear this, that you feel it's a little more difficult when it's a spouse.
Yes.
So yes. Can you just talk to that a little bit?
I think it's much more difficult when it's a spouse because as adult children, we anticipate our parents aging. And so it's kind of a life cycle. We all know we're going to be taking care of our parents one day, but we don't know that with a spouse. So it's very different when you've made the vow, you've promised you wouldn't place them, you're going to keep them at home as long as you can. But when it gets to the point that it's unsafe for both the person affected with the disease,
right,
as well as the caregiver. Because I'll be honest, when I'm bringing in a family, I'm equally as worried about the caregiver as I am the actual resident that I'm bringing in. Usually they're well rested, they're just pleasantly confused, they're fine. And the caregivers are the one I'm the most concerned about.
Right.
The mental exhaustion, the guilt, it all plays together. So I kind of, even when I'm working with the resident themselves, they transition easier than the actual caregiver.
Oh, I see
really
that all the time.
They transition
the caregivers are sitting
easier.
Down the lobby crying, and the person's in there having a gay old time and everything. I see it with adult daycare.
Yes.
It's a good thing for them. And you know what I say, guys, all the time, your caregivers, the person you're caring for needs a break from you too.
Yes.
They just need to get out there, and then you take that little break, and you come back, and you're a nicer person, for everybody.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's what my husband said. That I was away at a wedding. my niece's wedding. I came home. He says, you should go away more often. You're much nicer.
Hey, well, because you got that ring. And you can't
I'll leave now.
How dare you say that?
Who, me?
Yeah. But it's true. It's true. Think about that. Because you know what? Your caregiving experience can be the most horrific experience of your life, or close to beautiful, depending on how you handle it. Mm-hmm. And we're dealing with people's lives here, people that we love dearly. So spend that time with them, not worrying so much about all the doctor routines and all that kind of thing. Just spending that time, just going for a walk, just holding hands, just doing something.
Live in the moment.
Yeah, just doing something, because mm-hmm. it passes so quickly, and then it's too late.
Yeah.
And that's one of the biggest regrets I see in support groups, is that I didn't do this. I didn't take the time to do that. I didn't get the help that was offered to me.
Right.
So, and you have to make those decision caregivers. So everybody else that's listening out there today that's not a caregiver, which is probably about two listeners, I think, just go out and do something nice for a caregiver today. It's really easy.
Enter them in the contest.
Enter them in the contest, yep. Take them to a seminar and out to lunch after that. Mm-hmm. You know, but set it up for them, because if you say to the caregiver, let's do lunch one day, that's, you know, someday that's not going to happen. But if you call up the caregiver today and say, you know what, my daughter is going to come over and spend some time with your mom while you and I go out to lunch.
That can make
and
all the difference
all
in the world.
It's set up for them, so they really don't mm-hmm. have any excuse. You know, I don't have anybody to be with my loved one, or blah, 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 blah.
Right.
So don't let the caregivers make those excuses, because they will tell you everything's just fine.
Right.
Which is not the truth. And so just do that, and you'll find how much joy it brings you, too, when you see how happy the caregiver can be, and when you just see some of that stress kind of fall off. That.
Melt off.
So think about it, caregivers. You know I love all you guys, and I'm just here to be the resource for you. So if there's anything you need, if I don't know the answer, believe me, I know people that know the answer. And thanks for calling in this week, Jen. I'm glad that we were able to help you out. So we're going to make it a wrap for today. So thanks so much for joining us. Like us on our Facebook page, please, Connecting Caregivers Radio. Look forward to spending time again with you next week. Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon.